Collingwood, Aunt. Diana Elliott is operating an illegal Airbnb in Collingwood. What she'd like is for the town to just tell her what to do to make it legal. During their May 22 council meeting, a public meeting was held regarding short-term accommodations in Collingwood, with the town seeking public feedback about a bylaw amendment for short-term accommodation licensing. The amendment will replace the current zoning requirements for bed and breakfasts. There are people like me who don't want to be illegal. We want to be legal, Elliot told councillors as part of public comments. I'll pay you a fee, I'll have the firemen in. What else do you want me to do? Just tell me, and I'll do it. Elliot explained that in her specific circumstance, she prefers using her home's one-bedroom basement apartment as an Airbnb over a permanent rental unit because she can block out dates whenever her children come home to visit her and want to stay in the apartment. I live in the house. I have lots of parking. If someone says you shouldn't do Airbnb because you're taking away permanent rentals, I built the house that way so it can be a family home, she said. I do Airbnb to help pay my taxes. Last November, council approved new short-term rental rules for Collingwood, which will be phased in. The first phase launched in February, where bed and breakfasts had to apply for a Class A license from the town. Future phases will introduce licensing programs for other short-term rental units, which refers to the use of any dwelling unit, or part of one, being used as a rental for 30 days or less. This does not include motels or hotels. During Wednesday's meeting, senior planner Nathan Wakash said there have not been dates set yet for the implementation of future phases, and the implementation of future phases will require council approval before they proceed. According to current town estimates, there are about 400 illegal short-term rentals operating in Collingwood. Under the amendment being considered Wednesday, clarity will be added to the zoning bylaw that a bed and breakfast is considered a type of short-term accommodation, allowing two home occupations per lot with one being a short-term accommodation and specifying parking requirements. Paul Andrews, who owns a bed and breakfast on her Ontario Street, asked councillors to not allow other types of short-term rentals in town. I wasn't even engaged in this until recently, he said. This will cause people to buy a house and turn around and lease out the house. You can make more on Airbnb in one weekend than someone wants to pay for that same house. Why would anybody want to rent out a house long-term? Under the new system approved by council in November, once short-term rentals are allowed through the licensing regime, they will only be permitted in someone's principal residence or in an accessory unit where the owner lives in the principal residence. Andrews noted that based on his experiences, many Airbnb users come with multiple vehicles, so parking requirements should be increased. He said his costs of running the bed and breakfast have steadily increased over time, and worried about the impact on the town's bylaw enforcement department once short-term rentals are permitted through licensing. If the rules are to change, all I ask is that the rules are the same for everyone, said Andrews. It's going to be a nightmare for enforcement. Following public comments, Cown. Kathy Jeffery said she had been contacted by someone who lives surrounded by Airbnb rentals. Her neighbors will know who calls if she calls, so she can't call and complain, said Jeffery. Cown. Chris Potts and Deputy Mayor Tim Fryer also raised concerns about parking, which staff will take away. No decisions are made during a public meeting. Now, the town staff will review comments it has received, and will suggest changes to the town's zoning bylaw to council at a future date. If you missed the meeting and would like to submit comments regarding short-term accommodations in Collingwood, email nawakash@collingwood.ca. For more information on short-term accommodations in Collingwood, click here.